Okay, 3, 2.
3, 2, hit it!
It's time to double down with Max and Stacey on Sputnik Radio. Coming up on the show, we talk to David Morgan of The Morgan Report. But first, as always, it's time to hear from Stacey with the hottest headlines of the day.
Well, it is hi-ho silver away these past few weeks, especially since Friday. It has gone parabolic, as has gold. So we're back in the bull market, you might say. Silver prices outshine gold to hit 7-year high, says CNN. Actually, CNN is talking about it now. Silver prices have rocketed to their highest level in 7 years this week as a falling U.S. dollar and record low interest rates send investors rushing for other safe havens. The metal has rallied more than 18% this week. That was at the end of last week. So it started, of course, this Monday up over 5%. I think it was 6%, reaching a high of $23.24 an ounce. Of course, it's over $24 now. So it's up 28% this year.
Right. You know, the cult of fiat money is heading down the road of many cults. I remember Jim Jones in Guyana ended tragically with the Kool-Aid incident. It seems like these central bankers are going the same way. Many people around the world believed their foolish notions that you could just print money indefinitely and there would be no consequences. And they also included a lot of manipulation in the gold and silver market to buttress their illusions. And that has now reached the end game. So gold is asserting itself and silver is asserting itself. And what it's saying is that fiat money is not really worth anything.
One thing that has very much changed since the last time we saw gold and silver prices up. Of course, gold is at a new all-time high. So it hit over 1940, which is a new high. It's taken out its 2011 high. Silver is still, you know, almost 100% away from its all-time high back in 2011. But into this fray has come the Robinhood app trader. The retail investor is pouring in their stimulus checks and their enhanced unemployment benefits into all sorts of things, including like bankrupt companies. As we've covered, they drove Hertz higher, they drove Whiting Petroleum higher, they drove all these bankrupt companies much, much higher. So what happens when they find silver? We're about to find out. Let's turn to David Morgan of the Morgan Report, because he has his finger on the pulse, let's say that, of the silver market. David Morgan, what do you think of what's happening with silver?
Well, it's rather startling in a way. We saw silver go up 17% in 1 week, and we haven't seen that kind of a move since the Hunt brothers in 1980. So that's, what, 40, 50 years. So we definitely have something going on in the silver market we haven't experienced for quite some time. There's really an air pocket up to $26 silver. I'm not sure we'll make it on this rally, but we may. It will consolidate. So there's a few key points to make here. Number one is, the shorts have stepped aside. They see what's happened and happening. And this is typical of what they do. They basically stop shorting the market and they let the market exhaust on retail buying, which means that the market keeps going up and up, straight up, parabolic. And then at some point, the buying starts to subside or weaken. And at that point, they usually come in and put a huge amount of short positions on and drive the market down until there's support in the market. So I do expect to see a correction in the silver market at some point. It could be this week, it could be next. But the way to play this market is from the long side. There's no doubt about that. And I want to just go on record here as calling silver the punisher. I want to call it the punisher for punishing all this manipulation that's been going on for years and years and years. And bigger and broader than that, from the fact that it was probably the best monetary system as a bimetallic standard, where we have the ability to price gold in silver. And if you take that away, which happened in 1873, you only price gold by the banker's fiat. And once you do that, you have unlimited amount of fiat that can be printed against the gold market. And if they own most of the gold, they make the rules. So we're at a point where Pierre Lassonde recently in an interview said the upside in gold is unlimited, but the amount of silver relative to gold is rather pitifully small. So I really do expect this will be the third leg up And as I've often said, Stacy and Max, that 90% of the move comes in the last 10% of the time. So I think we're going to see a major move beyond what most people even believe or imagine possible, because we stalled out at $50 in 1980 and we stalled out at $50 in 2011, which is a huge cup formation with a handle that's been going on for 7 years, which we just broke to the upside on. Once it hits that 50 for the third time, I believe it will poke through it. Once that happens, the sky's the limit. Now, does that mean we're going to $1,000 an ounce silver? No. What it does mean is we have a new territory, a new paradigm. So I think we're actually going to see a double parabolic, which means we're going to see the parabolic move that we have now. And at some point, it's going to ebb and flow and there'll be a leg up. And I'm not sure this is just the beginning. So it could go to 60 after some ebb and flow. I don't know. I'm just giving you the idea. Then we'll probably get a massive pullback, let's say 60 to 30 or whatever. I'm just giving you the idea. I don't know the numbers. The market does. The market's smarter than I am. But at that point, there'll be a lot of people cashing out, throwing in the towel, whatever. And then it'll consolidate. And then you're going to get the move of all moves, in my view. Now, subject to change, I let the market teach me always. But nonetheless, I think we are going to get that mark that I said years ago in 2003 that I expect to see at least $100 an ounce silver in the final, you know, throes of this fiat fiasco that we're all victims of the banking elite's control of the monetary policies.
Right. A double parabolic. That does sound juicy. Now, of course, silver trades along with gold, you know, gold and silver, silver and gold. So when we talk about silver, we also talk about gold. And what's happening in the gold market with the COMEX and the LBMA? Because it seems like there's a run on these two exchanges. People want the physical and they're caught short. And this is structurally something that's been in play now for a number of years. They're structurally incapable of delivering the gold or the silver if, in fact, people start demanding it. And that sounds like a recipe for a massive short squeeze. And John Authors, as a matter of fact, the Financial Times wrote about that just this very week. So what's your take on that, David?
Well, I just could add on, one, it's a fact. And two, they're doing their best. The powers that be, the COMEX, the CME, and the bullion banks, and they've, you know, allocated the fact that they can bring in these 400-ounce bars out of London to, you know, subside the market and try to quell it down, quiet it down with, well, we got physical, which no one's taking that contract. It's rather ludicrous, but it's their attempt to try to say, hey, you know, there's gold here. Don't worry about it. So, yeah, Max, everything you said is accurate. That article is also accurate. And I think that gold, obviously, and I said for a long time, would have to lead silver this time. It has. And at some point, you'll see silver, you know, get the bit in its mouth as a metaphor and take off. And that's what we're witnessing now. We've seen the extreme 125 ounces of silver to buy an ounce of gold drop down to about 80 as we're doing this interview. And I expect to see it, you know, below that in by the end of the year, maybe, you know, in the 70, 60, 50, who knows. Once silver starts to run, it's really hard to predict because there's so many people that love to buy high-priced silver. I mean, I was basically ignored for the last few years, and that's okay. I understand stock markets, et cetera, and how people think, the psychology of the markets. But we're in a new psychology again. I think the punisher, this is going to punish the shorts and punish the banking system. And it's the one place that the average person really has a shot. I mean, if all these... this free money that I call it that's going out, these checks from the U.S. government to U.S. citizens that are unemployed. If any of those people, let me rephrase that, if most of those people put just a portion of that in the silver market, I mean, can you imagine? People don't understand how tight this market is. I just got off the phone before the interview. In fact, I think Stacy heard me wrapping up the call, talking to two of the largest wholesalers, and they're paying premiums on commercial bars. That, to my recollection, in the 40 plus years I've been in this market, has never happened, or at least not to this level, where the spot price you see in the futures contract, if you buy it and you actually take delivery, you're going to pay a pretty good premium to get that, you know, what some refer to the bears as a, you know, one of those ugly 1,000-ounce bars. So we are in a new paradigm, and we've been there fundamentally since we've known each other, but it's starting to manifest in the markets now.
One other thing that we've seen manifesting in the markets is twofold. The Robinhood app traders And they've driven shares like Tesla up fourfold in the past year. So it's up 400% in the past year. And you can't, of course, have these electric cars without a lot of silver. So is silver going to catch up on that sort of thing, or even just on the mania and the FOMO that is often displayed in the Robinhood app traders? And on the other side, you have The Economist magazine, their front page, you know, their cover story this week, right now, as we speak, free money when government spending knows no limits. So these two go hand in hand in what the psychology is around the silver market.
Absolutely, Stacey. So we're going to get to a point where the monetary demand tightens the silver market to such a level that your Mitsubishis, your Samsungs, your Apples, any of these major producers of electronic goods are going to see that they've never warehoused silver before, and they're going to see the supply chain dry up, and they're going to get scared, and they're going to come into the market, and they'll pay nearly anything because the amount of silver that's in an iPhone is absolutely essential, mandatory, no substitute. They must have it. So they'll pay any price. When they come into the market, they're going to force kind of a floor in the market, or a put, if you want to think of it in those terms, because they have to have it. And that's going to drive the market even higher. Unfortunately, in my studied view, it's not going to be palladium where you're going to see this parabolic move and then it's going to go like a reverse L or like a half a T. It goes straight up and then goes to the right and continues in a, you know, trading range at a very high price, because most people entering the silver market from a monetary aspect want to take a profit. And it isn't enough industrial demand to cause it like the palladium market, where just industry alone's demand is so high that it demands price to arbitrate who gets it and who doesn't. However, the increased demand from the industrial side continues to increase. Over the last 20 years, it's gone from 35% of the market to 60% of the market. And in that time, the annual mining supply has gone from 500 million ounces a year to 850 million ounces a year. So think about it.
Right. Yeah, good numbers there. You know, these companies, these tech companies, iPhone, the Apple, Google, Tesla, they've been building huge cash positions over the years. They've got hundreds of billions. I've probably added it all up. It's over a trillion. And at the same time, the US dollar looks like it is also fulfilling a long-term prediction of hitting the skids and crashing. So these companies with these huge cash positions, wouldn't it make sense for them to hedge by buying, by putting a lot of that cash into silver?
Well, it would from my perspective, Max, but most of them will probably run to gold because it's such a bigger, broader market. But really, the silver market is where the action is. I mean, this is where the price is going to, relative to gold, outperform. And so some will. And again, to repeat what I've said, maybe say it in a different way, is that there's some that'll be forced to do it. I mean, Apple will be forced to do it because they need the product for their manufacturing purposes. And then if they got a good logistics guy and someone that knows what's going on, they might say, hey, we need, you know, X amount of silver, but let's buy 2 years worth and warehouse it now. We don't know where this market's going, but let's hedge ourselves. So not necessarily from a monetary aspect, but more from an inventory perspective, and grab, you know, what they can get.
And so finally, what about gold? Because it has passed through its previous all-time high, i.e. there's no overhead resistance now. So how high could this go and how fast?
Well, there's no fever like gold fever, and there's nothing more bullish than a new high. Because when you hit a new high, everyone that owns it in the past holds on to it because they want to know how high is high. So how much further is it going to go? And there's no sellers because they don't want to sell. They want to make sure that they get that last tick. So now any fresh buying, even a very small amount, will drive the price or higher still, which means another new high. And on it goes until the market exhausts, as I said earlier in this podcast. So it's on its way. We're going to see, you know, what everyone is, I would say everyone, what a lot of us independents have stated for years, you know, $2,500 gold, $3,000 gold, even Bank of America is saying $3,000 gold. I think that's the first, you know, place to land, so to speak, before, you know, it consolidates and all this. I'm not saying it's going right there to consolidate. What I'm saying is I think that's very achievable. I really see what I've always thought would happen. The third leg up would be the major leg, and it'll go out into the historical record books, because not because gold and silver are gold and silver, which is important, but they are static investments. They are just, you know, pieces of metal. What it's really going to portend is the failure of the fiat system and how badly it corrupted the entire, let's say, moral structure of the financial system.
Yeah, couldn't say it better. That's it for this episode of Double Down with me, Max Kaiser, and Stacey Herber on Sputnik Radio. I'd like to thank our guest, David Morgan of The Morgan Report. Hey, if you're a Robin Hood trader and you need some good ideas about precious metals, check out The Morgan Report. It's been around for as long as we have, and it's freaking awesome. Until next week, bye, y'all.